The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Battle of a couple heavyweights, at least so far this season. It's a state championship. Looking up at the screen there, Limit, Stephen A. Smith has the Eagles as the number two team in the whole league this year. Steelers number five. We have the Mike Tomlin news conference coming up at noon. According to Dum Dum Dave, maybe Mike Tomlin will use that opportunity to motivate Van Jefferson, right?
Maybe he should.
Maybe he'll tell him to line up on the on the line when they're in the red zone at the 5-yard line. Yes.
Yeah. How do you do that? Well, yeah, how was? Excuse me. How did Van Jefferson do that and line up improperly?
I don't know.
Veteran receiver like that has been around for as long as
like
he has.
Like I said, according to a caller, Dave, from the last segment, Tomlin is motivating his backup receivers by scolding the media, telling them, I've been telling you all season, these guys can do the job. Maybe now you'll believe me. Maybe not. Maybe I won't believe you until it's done against somebody. I'll believe it. More, let's put it that way, if it's done in the bigger games against better teams, because we have a couple of disclaimers from the last couple of games in who these receptions and plays are being made against.
Yes, but it was only the Browns.
The Browns is the Browns.
Exactly. So I hope Tomlin uses part of his news conference today to reward Dave for his insight.
Yes, but it was only against the Bengals.
And uses it to motivate Van Jefferson, Scotty Miller, Ben Skoranek, maybe even Cordarrelle Patterson. You think he'll use part of the news conference for that?
I hope he does, because he's running for negative yardage on occasion.
And fumbling, I might add. All right. Derek Shelton and Brian Batko will be in with me to analyze the Tomlin news conference. Ben Charrington is talking a lot at these winter meetings, but Derek Shelton took the cake, didn't he? Do we have him with MLB Network Limits?
Yeah, here's what Shelty had to say.
Are you in the suite pounding the table, ordering some quesadillas on the side and some homeless buffs? But are you get me two offensive players and we can really make a run at this.
Well, I don't know if there's any pounding the table, but we are talking about it, and I think your point is right. This is a division that we can win because our starting pitching is really good, and we do need to add bats. We have a pretty good core with Brian Reynolds and Neil Cruz, and you know, last year Joey Bart turned into a good offensive player, so we're in a good spot. We do need to add the way that your board showed up right there. We do need to add those things, but I feel really good about where we're at.
Could win the division.
Win the division.
Listen, I actually like this, and I'd be a hypocrite if I said I didn't, because I loved it the year that Hurdle, and I asked Shelty about this once. I loved it the year that Hurdle said, we're going to win 95 games. Do you remember that, Limits? It was 2013. Yep. They'd collapsed 2 years in a row. Everybody thought that Hurdle was out of his mind. But you know what? They won 94 games. And I like that. I've been wanting to hear something like that. This fell short of a prediction, but I actually like to hear this from the manager. Now we'll see what they actually do. And it is sort of frightening when you talk about your offensive core as Brian Reynolds, O'Neal Cruz, and Joey Bart. I mean, come on.
You need more than that. You just do.
Do you think? You think you need more than that?
Just a slight bit.
I mean, there's one good hitter. We'll see about Joey Bart. It's a long lifetime in Major League Baseball to prove oneself. He was really good when he came in. And credit to him. But if you're mentioning him when you're mentioning the core of your team, that ain't good. Who are some free agents that they could sign? Limits. You've put more research into this than me. I've got a couple of names that I'm interested in. One is very unrealistic.
Is that Christian Walker?
Well, he seems more realistic. I was going to say Pete Alonso, but they're talking about him signing for $180 million somewhere.
Yeah, they're not signing Pete Alonso. Christian Walker maybe at 34 years old, but he had a WAR of almost 7 last year. He declined the qualifying offer from Arizona. He would be the best that they could get, I feel like, at first base, unless they move Brian Reynolds to first full-time, which it doesn't seem like they want to do.
I don't care about positions. I don't care about Andrew McCutchen's, you know, place right now. Like, if they want to bring him back, fine, but I'm not going out and saying, oh, we can't get a DH only guy because we have McCutchen. I'm going out to get bats. I don't care where they play. I'll move people around. Give me bats. And I'll tell you one I'm very interested in: Jock Peterson. I'm very interested in him. He only bats against lefties. I mean, he only bats against righties. He only had 42 appearances against lefties last season. He crushed people last year. I'd put him in this lineup as my cleanup hitter virtually every day. I'd even let him hit lefties. I don't care.
Yeah, I do the exact same thing.
You like that idea?
Yeah, I like him. I think Max Kepler is an interesting option. I don't want to even dabble with the Kevin Pillars, Aaron Hicks, Manuel Margot.
I'll tell you who I would dabble with: Randall Grichuk. I would. Even at 33, hit .291 last year, .875 OPS. He crushes left-handed pitching. So to get back to the other thing, if they're bringing back McCutchen, I'm still not sure about that. Much as I love him, everybody does. You want to have him and Peterson platoon as your DH, okay? And just have Kutch go against lefties, that's fine. Did he have reverse splits last year? I don't even know.
Pretty much, McCutchen. Yeah. He was decent at times against lefties, but he had a pretty up and down season.
Just bring in bats. Who else is realistic? Why isn't Christian Walker realistic?
With his age, I feel like it could be, because he's not going to get paid a huge amount of money at 34.
How about Profar from the
I was
Padres?
Just about to bring him up. So he won the batting title. He's 32. He is probably going to look for a multi-year deal. There's a lot of rumors that he's going to go back to San Diego. I would be completely fine with signing him, but he's a left fielder. He also can bounce around. I would move him to right immediately, play him there with Cruz in center, Reynolds in left, sign a first baseman. Like, what would you think of Paul Goldschmidt here?
I looked at that. I did. He's coming off a bad year, but a bad year for him means he's Mickey Mantle in this lineup. You know, didn't he have 22 homers?
Yes. But his average is not nearly what it used to be. And his speed, which is a big component of his game, is now gone at 37.
Yeah, like I said, he'd be Mickey Mantle in this lineup.
I would still bring him in.
If he hit .220, he'd be their second leading hitter.
Him or Carlos Santana at first? I mean, would you consider Carlos Santana coming back?
Get me somebody who's in earlier in their career than these guys who can actually play.
There were rumors about Anthony Rizzo over the last couple days that got shot down.
No, please.
I do not want any bit of Anthony Rizzo.
Get somebody. No more dumpster dives. Get people who can actually play right now and pay them. That's what they need. I hope he's right about their pitching. I mean, obviously, top end, even unbelievable guy to lead your rotation. After that, what do you mean Profar won the batting title?
Did he not win the batting title? Or was that a year ago?
No. He hit .280.
Well, I'm thinking of something completely wrong then.
His teammate, Arias, won it. Maybe you're thinking of him, Limitless won it.
Yeah, I think I am. Verdugo's 29. Would you bring him in from the Yankees last year?
Tell me his numbers. I don't care what position he played, by the way, like I already said. Bring in, start collecting bats, and we'll figure out the positions at spring training.
233, 13 homers, 61 RBIs last year.
Okay, so he's the MVP of this lineup again? Yes, anybody. But no, I'm not thrilled with that. Like I said, I'd prefer somebody who's actually good and is younger than 60, you know? I mean, come on. They have to stop with this. Go out and get an actual player who's playing right now in his prime. Is that, like, undoable?
You're probably going to have to trade for somebody at that point.
Okay, then trade for somebody.
Eloy Jimenez? White Sox?
I don't care. Somebody who can hit. That's what I would do.
I would sign Austin Hayes from the... who spent primarily all of his career in Baltimore. He's 29. He's a left fielder.
Yeah.
Could probably bounce him over to right, power bat.
Bounce him anywhere. That includes a third baseman, by the way. If they can find a third baseman who can hit, then bring him in. I don't care what you have to do. DH him, move him over. I don't know if this guy, Hayes, is going to play. As far as I'm concerned, the Pirates need a third baseman. So go out and get one. And like I said, worry about the rest at spring training. If Ke'Bryan Hayes can make it through spring training, healthy, with the back, and looks like a good player, then figure it out from there. Just go collect, pretend. Here's the first thing I would do if I was Charrington here. Well, the first thing I would do is see if I have any money to spend. The second thing would be to erase all positions. I'd bring him, Shelty, whoever else in that room, and say we no longer have positions on our team. There are none. We're going out to collect bats. And bats only. If it's a catcher, if it's a third baseman, if it's a center fielder, we don't care. We'll figure all that out when we get to Bradenton. We're bringing in bats. I mean, the leading hitter on this team last year in terms of OPS, they didn't have a single guy with an 800 OPS. Do you know how embarrassing that is? We talk about Brian Reynolds like he's Mickey Mantle. He's a good player. He's a good player. He's nobody's idea of a franchise cornerstone, superstar, in the middle of your lineup. He had a 791 OPS.
I remember when
with 24 homers.
The PM guys did their auction house that they do on the Pirates, and they thought everybody, I mean, Donnie's number, I think, was 807
yeah.
for OPS for Brian Reynolds, and that seemed like it was a definite in the final month, and he tailed off.
He's a good player. That's it. He's a good player. Lots of teams have lots of good players. O'Neill Cruz, Shelty just mentioned him as a centerpiece, a core player. Man, I hope so. But right now at a 773 OPS with 8 million strikeouts, you got to do better than this. And it's not one guy. And it's certainly not one dumpster dive. It's time. And if they don't take advantage of having this guy at the top of their rotation, for what everybody in the baseball world knows is a limited amount of time, either by injury, because the history of the game tells us that power pitchers are often injured, or by simply leaving when it's time, which is very likely to happen, you have a very short window here. I actually like that Shelty said it. Do you?
I do, too. Yeah, I like it a lot, and that should be the mentality.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I also have zero confidence that they're going to bring in bats in their prime who are good players right now, coming off good seasons. Any other qualifications for an actual guy? I don't need to see Rowdy, you know, and hope that he bounce. I don't need to see dumpster dives, flea market buys that you hope bounce back for a year. I want to see good players who are coming off good years, who are age 33 or younger, or 34. I'll even go there, limits. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Fan weather.